The fascinating lives of plants in watery habitats. Plants that live in lakes, by the sea, in salt water, and marshes with high salt levels encounter similar difficulties to those in deserts. But as is the case with all living things, plants living in such regions have been created with characteristics totally suited to their habitats. These plants' leaves and stem structures, the greater part of which lies underwater, have been specially designed to permit them to survive under such conditions. For example, plants that live in salt water have thick, leathery leaves, much like desert-dwelling plants. This gives them the ability to store high levels of fresh water in their tissues without being damaged by excessive salt. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. Allah shows favor to mankind, but most of them are not thankful. Surah Yunus 60. In the brackish regions where plants such as samphire and sea blight live, they are frequently exposed to flooding, which causes a large quantity of salt to enter the roots of the plant, which will ordinarily be harmful. Yet these plants are not harmed by excessive salt because they have special glands that remove the excess salt from their tissues. Plants that live under such conditions are known as halophytes. Salt marsh plants such as the glasswort are regularly surrounded by seawater. Plants of this kind survive thanks to letting their leaves remain on the water surface, buoyed by the presence of special airfield structures underneath. Giant Amazonian lilies are one of the species that possess such leaves. The roots of plants that live in water or in waterlogged soil are completely saturated, which raises the question of how such plants can obtain air. Like the other plants we have discussed, species that live with their roots in water possess the ideal characteristics for their environment. For example, a tissue known as parenchyma permits those parts of marsh plants that remain underwater to obtain oxygen. Air pockets in these tissues has the ability to expand. In plants such as the water lily and Elodea, oxygen is transmitted from the trunk and leaves, those parts of the plant that lie outside the water, to the lower regions underwater. So these plants could not survive without the air pockets in their roots and the systems that carry oxygen down to them from the outside. It is not possible for any plant to develop a tissue that widens air pockets by itself. Neither is it possible for such a structure to develop gradually and by chance. A plant living in marshes or periodically flooded by water has no time to wait for chance phenomena to develop. Over the course of millions of years, a system that will carry oxygen down to the plant's roots. That is because it cannot survive and reproduce in the absence of that system. This means that this plant's oxygen carrying and storage system must have existed, fully formed and perfect, from the moment that plant itself was first created. This can take place only as a result of magnificent, flawlessly planned and executed creation, not through blind coincidences.
www.harunyahya.com